在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
Nitya,
yeah.
You grew up in India.
Yeah.
In India, what are things that school children like to do for fun?
I think playing hide and seek, and I think what all children like in the world, it's the same, I guess, because like when I came here in Japan, there was one thing I was really surprised. I was like, I went with first and second grade kids one day to their school, and I was shocked that they play the same games which we play back in India. So I think kids find all over the same things to play.
Right.
I mean, jumping on their one leg and like holding hands and running and merry-go and things like that.
Yeah. So it's always the same.
All the same.
Now, you went to a school in Japan. Now you live in Japan. Is school the same in Japan as it is in India?
No, it's totally different. The education system, the things, the whole administration, it's just very different from India, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Like, can you give us some examples of how India might be different?
Yeah, like, first thing is, like, here one period is 90 minutes, but there we have 45 minutes periods only.
Oh, I
like
see.
Like, in the classes system. And here it's like, even though if it's quarter or semester system, you take a subject and you learn it only for 2.5 months. But the same subject, if it's back home in India, we do it like for 1 year or 6 months.
Hmm.
So the length and the depth is more than here, I guess.
Now in India, in let's say primary school or elementary school,
yeah.
Normally how many students are in a class?
Primary school is like 30 students, 30 or 35.
Uh-huh.
But it keep increasing as you go to secondary and all. It goes up to sometimes 60.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, in your town, in your village, is instruction in English or is it in another language?
Okay, like, though it's a small town, but we have a university which is second largest in India, area-wise, in whole world.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, I studied there. My whole education was there up to my high school. But then later I went to southern part of India for 4 years education.
Uh-huh. And so the instruction was in English?
In English and in Hindi, both, because there are central government schools, so it's supposed to be English.
Oh, I see.
But on the whole, it turns up to be back in mother tongue when we speak in school and everything. But the teachers do give instructions in English.
Mm, okay. Okay. And how about... you've been to a Japanese school.
Yeah.
What about school lunches? Like, what do kids eat for lunch at a school in India?
In India?
And how do they eat lunch? Is there a cafeteria? Do they bring a lunch?
I think most of them bring lunch. And cafeteria is supposed to be considered unhygienic by mothers.
Oh.
So they are not very favored towards cafeteria food, but we love it. Because there are so many snacks and oily things which usually kids like, and like, you know, spicy kind of things, but mothers are always against it. So we do bring lunches.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we take it back to the mama and eat at cafeteria or give it to somebody, things like that.
Well, in India, what is a typical lunch that a mother would make for her children?
Okay, it is usually chapati made by wheat flour and some kind of stew, that kind of thing, or like, you know, potatoes and vegetables kind of thing.
Right, you said chapati?
Yeah.
What is a chapati?
Chapati, it's like a pizza base and it's made by wheat flour.
Uh-huh. So it's
a round thing. A thin round thing.
It's a thin round piece of bread?
Yeah, exactly.
And is there something on it or in it?
Yeah, we eat it with some potato curry or things like that.
Is the curry on the outside or the inside?
No, it's separate.
Oh, really?
You eat it with this.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, thanks, Nitya.
Yeah, thank you.